truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame. If I'm not happy, wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Not one thing.
If you're tired of being the same,
yeah. Time to get out my own way.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart,
this is me all day long.
The healing will never start, so I can be happy.
Yes, I'm gonna get real transparent today.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep.
Did that.
Shout and raise your hand.
Doing that.
It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
One more time, Kurt. All right, man. We're going to have a real good podcast today because I'm telling you, it is one of them times. The reason why this podcast was even came to fruition in the first place is to get it all out the way. But before I do that, let me properly introduce. So let's get it going. Testing, testing, 1, 4, 3. It's all love, baby. Welcome to the Ken Corner Podcast. And I am your host, Ken. Man, what a great way to just to start the podcast off, man. That's was doing real good, man. So trying to adjust this volume a little bit. My mic is a little hot. Welcome to episode number 45 of the Ken's Corner Podcast, and I am your host, Ken, and just welcome to this Tuesday afternoon. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to be here with me. And so, as always, thank you to all of my listeners. Thank you to everyone. Shout out and welcome New Zealand. New Zealand has come on the map. And so I don't say the country until I, you know, see that they've been listening for at least a couple of weeks. So thank you, New Zealand, for tuning in. And to everybody across the water, still waiting on Africa. I am still waiting on Africa. So if anybody can, you know, give me some, you know, no matter of fact, I know some people from Africa. Let me hit them up personally, man, because I need to get my, I want to get in Africa. So I'm going to see if I can pull a couple of favors. But if you're listening for the first time, thank you. If you've, you know, been continuing to listen, thank you. So this is what I need you to do. I need to, wherever you are subscribing to get your podcast content, I need you to subscribe first and foremost so that you can get notified every time that we drop. We are a weekly I keep saying we, like it's more than one person. It's me. And release a weekly podcast. And so you want to make sure you get notified. So, you know, when it comes, drops, so you can put your earphones on and you don't know what I'm going to play. So today was Kirk Franklin. Tomorrow, next week, it might be NWA. That's just the type of dude I am. I am all over the place in a good way. I love my range of music. So I need you to subscribe. Then I need you to download. Then I really, really need you to stream. I need you to share, and I need you to share in one and two ways. First of all, when you hear the podcast again, tell four people that you don't know, or tell four people, hey, or did you do know? Because it is kind of odd to go up to a stranger and say, hey, listen to this podcast. But hey, if you're an extrovert like that, go ahead. And if you have the gift of gab, say, hey, man, ma'am, sir, listen to this podcast, the Ken's Corner podcast. And he's on all streaming networks. Also, when you see me on social media, and you can interact with me on social media via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Ken's Corner Podcast. And share. When you see it, just share. Just hit a share and then retweet, subscribe, all that good stuff. And so let's see what's going on in the neighborhood today that we can talk about on the corner. Today, I spent Monday with my children, my three sons that live with me. And it was a wonderful day. Got up butthole early in the morning. And my middle son is, you know, he's a builder. He's into doing things with his hands. So we went to the library and I took him and my youngest, the baby, and my 16-year-old decided he was gonna sleep in. And we went to the library and it was a great time. 3D printing, making mugs, t-shirts, buttons. I mean, we was doing it all. And then came back home, took my oldest son was up. He was on a video game. I say, you know what, my oldest son is in ATL, but oldest with my wife. And we went, just the guys, man. We went to lunch, went to a nice Mexican restaurant. Shout out to Acapulco's, man, that restaurant bangs. And we just sat and talked, just being a dad, man, is the greatest thing in the world. And so I'm just thankful that God has blessed me with wonderful children. They don't really give me any grief other than just normal kid stuff, just them being kids and just talking. And so I'm just so blessed just to have them in my life. And because of them, I am a better person and a better man. So that was that. Valentine's Day weekend. Hey, man, it was great. It was good, man. It was a very good weekend. Friday, actually took my mom out, had a great conversation with my mom, gave her plants, stuffed animals, you know, took her out to eat. Wonderful time. Just want to do a better job of just spending more time with my mom. And if you have parents, you know, please do your best to spend that quality time with them. It doesn't have to be every day. It doesn't have to be every week, but this has to be quality time. So I'm all about quality over quantity. And so just had a wonderful time with her. And so she was just grateful to be able to, okay, I'm having real problems here. So please forgive any kind of spikes and everything. So that's another thing why I have to get more money and continue to get this, I need to get this podcast monetized because I need better equipment. And I do one take. I don't do a lot of editing, if not pretty much to no editing. It's only if something happens in the drops. We have what's called drops, and there's gaps, and that's the whole technical thing. But it's one take. So please forgive any spikes in the volume. I need a new board, and hopefully it'll be coming in a couple weeks. But back to my mom and your parents. Spend time with your parents. Talk to them. Find out your family history. Find out what's going on. Make any, you know, reconcile any issues and stuff that you have with them. And if you don't, just continue to build and make great memories with them. So shout out to my mom. Love you, lady. Had a great time with her. Then spent the rest of the time with my boys. Just family full of love. And so that was that. And then Saturday, me and the missus stepped out, you know, a little something, and took her out to eat to a nice Thai restaurant. And then after that, we went to go see The Color Purple and the play. And it was a rendition of The Color Purple. It was excellent. I'm not really into plays like that. I really got into the theater because of my oldest son. He is an actor. And so I, you know, support my boy. So, yeah. But it was good. Great singing. Cast was good. Great story. It was more on Sealy, even though the movie was around Sealy, but this was really more about Sealy and women empowerment, very strong messages. And so I loved it. Great job to the company that put it together. I don't know who did it, but it was good. So I enjoyed myself. And then just chill, man, just chill. Sunday, went to church, as I do every Sunday, and just chill. So that was my weekend recap. So how was your weekend? right in. Tell me, did you get that special Valentine? Did you get some loving? Did you get some loving? Did I get any loving? I don't know. What do you think? You think I got any loving? If you're not, hey. Well, yeah, I got loving, I guess. If that's what you can. Whatever. I'm rambling now. So what else is going on? Looking at my list of things to talk about. Oh, another thing, the NBA All-Star Game. That's what I did. NBA All-Star Game was, it was, the game itself was very good. However, this is, again, I'm going to sort of make it a racial thing. It's funny how the powers to be takes ideas from Africans in America and then makes it like their own. This All-Star Game is a direct reflection of what Ice Cube does with the Big Three. It is a direct reflection as far as how they did the quarters. It was the most competitive All-Star Game I've seen. And if you know the format of the Big Three, you know, you just go up to a certain score. There's no time, there's no clock. You just go up to a certain score. The shot clock is less. You know, it's 3-on-3 basketball. Well, the NBA All-Star adopted that, and for the fourth quarter. So each quarter was its own separate game. And then the fourth quarter, it was, you know, up to 157, first team up to 157. So it was, they tweaked it, but they pretty much got that from Ice Cube. So just give the man his props. Just give the man his props. And yeah, then the dunk contest. The dunk contest, now a lot of people said that it, you know, this was one of the best ones ever. For me as a fan, not as somebody who can dunk, as a fan, they were pretty much the same dunks, just between the legs, jumping over people between the legs. But what my, you know, I'm going to get, so NBA, if you're listening to this, it is time stamp where you got this idea from. It should be the NBA versus street ballers in a dunk contest. And the NBA players play, you know, you can give them a bonus, you know, because, you know, people are going to come out for money, but you have it as a team concept. And so you get four of the best dunkers in the NBA versus four of the best dunkers, you know, either region. You can do a search for it, you know, get the four best dunkers, and then you go on teams. And then you have a compiled score for the team, and then that team takes on a prize. Trust and believe, viewership will go up, and the dunk contest will be back. This dunk contest was just, you know, as far as the scoring system, it was a travesty. Well, I ain't gonna say a travesty. It was just, I don't know. Aaron Gordon, I know he just, not Eric or Gordon from, he's just upset because he keeps losing the dunk contest on some, you know, some bull crap. And so he's saying that he's going to retire. Maybe he is, whatever. But I'm guaranteeing if you bring that format, he's going to re-enter the dunk contest. The Rising Stars, it was good. Shout out to Colin Sexton. He represented the Cavs very well. That's really our only highlight is the fact that Colin Sexton did good. And that was it. I didn't see the three-point competition, but that was NBA All-Star. Hopefully everybody was safe in Chicago. Heard Chicago put on a real good show. Shout out again to Kobe Bryant. Kawhi Leonard won the inaugural Kobe Bryant MVP award. So, he went off. Kawhi went off. Kawhi Leonard went off. So it was a good time all the way around. The thing I want to talk about is Bloomberg. Bloomberg is, you're not fooling anybody. All right. My short political take. The Democratic Party is right now, I think, spinning their wheels. And I'm telling you now, Bloomberg is a plant. He is a plant. I can't prove that. That is my conspiracy theory. But black folks ain't forgot what you did, Bloomberg, in New York. I'm not from New York, but trust and believe, as a historian and as a social critic, I know what you did. And yeah, man. And I think that he's there to split the Democratic vote and will be another 4 years of Trump, because the Democratic vote is going to be split. The primaries are coming up. Please make sure you're registered to vote. Please look and find out where, what time is the last date that you can be registered to vote so that you can vote in the primaries. And I think Bloomberg is there to be a disruptor in it. My personal opinion. So, but the main thing, Bloomberg, in my opinion, you're nothing more than the, in some cases, in some respects, you're the Democratic version of Donald Trump. In some respect, you think because you have a crap load full of money that you can just come in. Nah, we ain't forgot. So black people don't forget what he did. Vote Bloomberg's ass out of there. All right. Yeah. So just make sure you do your research on all the candidates. That's just my personal opinion. I'm pretty sure there are good things that, you know, Bloomberg did. So I'm not going to sit here and say he's just a horrible person. However, your politics did not do well for a lot of African Americans. Just research, stop and frisk, and Bloomberg's action in that, and his, you know, what he was doing with that. One thing I want to give a shout out to is John Oliver. This week with John Oliver on HBO. John Oliver is probably one of the more well put together shows. There is an understanding. He has, you know, very good points. This point was about Medicare for all. I suggest that everybody looks at that, no matter what your stance on it is. One of the things that I am a proponent of is doing your best to find truth, and not find truth that necessarily supports what you believe. And what I mean by that is that, you know, everybody takes a stance, everybody has a side. So that's, you know, everybody. But in seeking truth, you want to make sure that you're getting as much information that you can to have a well-rounded opinion. And so what that John Oliver does for me, I understand it's entertainment. I understand that there's a certain aspect that, you know, he needs to, you know, to entertain, but inform at the same time, you know, inform. But I just like the job that he does, and has he put things together with the comic relief and all that. And this particular monologue that he did, what healthcare for all, it presented a lot of good, good viewpoints on the subject. So shout out to him. Shout out to HBO. Shout out to that whole program, and just check it out. I'm going to make sure I tag him and make sure that if you have time, I think the monologue's about 20 something minutes, you know, please, because healthcare is a situation. And yeah, you know, there are some drawbacks to a government run healthcare system, because although they can lobby to make sure that, you know, drive prices down, at some point in time, somebody's going to get in bed with the insurance company, and, you know, we as a people are going to pay for it. But, you know, there are a lot of great things about it as far as premiums, co-pays, medicines, the people that need. Those of us who, you know, those people who are born with pre conditions and stuff. Yeah, you just, so look into that. Look into that for yourself. Looking at that for yourself. The main point I want to drive home today, it was the intro of this particular podcast. Do you want to be happy? And one of the things that I found myself on my own personal Twitter account, I tweeted that I'm better than what I put myself through, and the people who I allowed to put me through it. And one of the hardest things to do is to look in the mirror and look at your own part that you play, and your ownership in your own demise, or the part in the role that you play in you not being happy or being fulfilled. And one of the things that I have to look at myself is that I gave my power over to people. I gave my power and my view of myself over to people. Now, that doesn't necessarily make the people bad. It's just that they did not understand who I was and did not or would not handle my heart in the right way. And it's tough. For me, it's something that I revisit and I journal. I'm not very proficient at it. Well, no, I am proficient at it. No, that's not a good thing to say. I'm not as what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not as dedicated to it as I should be. And so I'm sporadic with my, you know, journaling. However, when I look back at some of the things that I journaled, one of the things I fight is beating myself up. And when I see on words, discipline, that was the word I was looking for, the discipline to journal. When I look back and see the words that I've actually put on paper and the pain that, you know, from brain to ink, you know, to paper, and I see the pain in my writings, I see the pain that the things that I just allowed myself to go through. I was a willing participant in my own demise. And I'm better than that. I'm worth more than that. I'm worth more than the gallons of tears that I've cried over situations and over people who knew how I felt, knew the things that I did, and purposely just did the direct opposite. On purpose. And I was reading something, and it's that everybody makes moves for selfish reasons. And I have to agree with that statement, but not all selfish reasons are selfish from the standpoint of wanting to hurt people. Sometimes you have to make a move that's best for you, and the collateral damage is how that affects somebody else. What I'm talking about is when you make that move, or you tell somebody you love them, or you lead somebody to believe that this is what it's going to be, and then you just totally flip the script on them. Or you say that, you know, you're going to be a friend, and you know, and then you look up and then you're the only one being the friend. And when it's time to reciprocate, that is not there. But in that whole journey, there were warning signs that showed you that that person was never going to be your friend. There was red flags that let you know that that person wasn't going to be the person that you wanted. And for a myriad of reasons, it just wasn't going to be that. But you, me, as a person, look past all of those red flags, all of those stop signs. Because in my mind, I thought if I just showed that person or showed these people or showed my jobs, you know, it ain't just relegated to people. It's relegated to jobs, relegated to churches, social organizations. Like, people give their all, you know, to things. And very rarely, and I want to dispel another rumor, yes, there are humble people who do it just for the, you know, who do it just because. However, in the back of most people's mind, they want some type of reciprocation, because you're not always going to be in the position of being the strong person, or in the, you know, financial position to, you know, financially fund it or whatever. And when you're weak and when you're turning back to those things that you've invested, you know, that's why it's called investment. There is investment. When you invest something, you expect a return. That's just normal. And so, again, you're going into it to a certain extent expecting something back. And when that doesn't happen, it's hurtful, man. It can be very hurtful. And for me, I'm still fighting past, you know, a lot of past demons, a lot of past situations that I was a willing participant in. I was a willing participant. And coming to grips with that, it can be very humbling. It can be very humbling. And so what I want to be able to do is just encourage those people out there. If you are going through a situation where you were a willing participant in your own demise, It's not a it's a comma, not a period in your life. It's a period in your life, but it's not period in your life. And what I mean by that is it's not the end. And so don't make it the end. Don't you end it. I'm speaking to suicide. I'm speaking to depression, anxiety. I deal with depression. I deal with anxiety. And so I almost let those situations convince me that I wasn't worth living anymore. That was the outcome. And I had to get professional help, which I'm still seeking to this day. Had an appointment Friday. And so thank God that I was in a position where I knew I couldn't be strong anymore. And part of therapy is turning that mirror on yourself. And again, not to beat you up, it's just to let you know that, hey, you played a part in this. But the main thing about it is that you're better than that. You're worth more. And just, I want to encourage each person out there that you're worth more than what you put yourself through, and you're worth more than the people that you allowed it to happen. Because the only reason those people were able to do that is because you taught them how to treat you. So now it's a thing of just teaching yourself to love yourself and then teaching people how to treat you. And you don't have to be mean. You don't have to be. And that's what I'm working on right now, because when you really care about something, when that song is a thin line between love and hate. Yeah, you can get over into hate. You can get over to not wanting to see the person be well because they hurt you. And sometimes they purposely did it. And so, yeah, today was a really reflective day of that. I went back through my journal and I just saw a reoccurring theme. And the reoccurring theme was Ken playing a part in his own demise. And I'm just changing that. I'm working every day to change it. So it's not something that I've mastered. It's not something that I will sit here and say that I'm an expert on. But one of the things that the past couple years have shown me is that I can do better, I'm better, and I will be better. And so that's just that encouraging. So all my listeners out there, take a look at yourself. Don't beat yourself up, because the world does that enough. And you're better, and you're worth more than what you put yourself through, and you're worth more than the people you allowed to put you through it. And so with that being said, I want you to have a very good week. I want you to tell someone that you love them, and the person that I want you to tell that you love first and foremost is yourself. Know your self-worth. Make sure that you utilize your platform in positivity. Make sure you utilize your platform and circle of influence to be the change that you want to see. And oh, I almost forgot to pay the bills. Oh, I can't end without paying the bills. Oh my goodness. Hey, do you like the Ken's Corner podcast? I had to switch up my serious moment to pay the freaking bills. I was on the flow, man. That was a good segment. I really enjoyed that. But if you enjoy the Ken's Corner podcast, and if you enjoy other podcasts like Bill Nye, I checked out his podcast a couple times. I'm getting into it. But again, I'm a Joe Rogan fan. So the Joe Rogan Experience and other content, I have an offer for you, and it's called Stitcher Premium. Now, what you can do is that you can sign up today for only $4.99 a month, or you can do it annually at $34.99. So that's $34.99. And this month, if you use this promo code, Ken, capital K, capital E, capital N, use this promo code, my promo code Ken, and we'll give you one free month. That's right, one free month of Stitcher. And then after that, it can be you can do it monthly again for $4.99 a month, or yearly for $34.99. So again, that's Stitcher Premium. Woo. See, I don't edit. I just go straight for it. So with that being said, Have a good week. Hug yourself. Love yourself. Tell yourself you love yourself. And then you can tell someone else that you love them. And with that being said, I want to say I love, I trust, and I respect you. This is Ken's Corner Podcast. Peace out.